Chapter 22. Compared with the Prosperity, the interior of the Imperial Supply Shuttle was cramped and uncomfortable. It had seating for four, but because most of the rear was occupied by the cargo hold, the chairs were jammed two by two in the cockpit, with hardly any leg room. When Theron tried to sit in the pilot's seat, Tefith pushed him aside.
"You sit in back," she ordered.
Knowing she was still fuming over being forced to accompany them on the mission, he didn't bother to argue. Nos D'Aral took a seat in the co-pilot's chair beside Tefith without comment.
"At least this Imperial uniform's a good fit," Theron thought, as he squeezed into the seat behind Tefith.
But though it was the right size, he knew from past undercover experience that the cheap material of the cuffs and collar would still end up chafing his skin.
"Just one more reason nobody should ever enlist with the Empire."
A few minutes later, they were on their way to Reaver Station, a journey that would take roughly 10 hours at the shuttle's top hyperspace speed. Theron would have been fine passing the journey in silence, but Nos D'Aral seemed to have other ideas.
"Your friend Gorvitch is an unpleasant man."
"Gorvitch is no friend. Just work for him. Pays good."
"So that's your driving motivation in life. Material wealth."
"Tell Ugly Face not to get all Jedi preachy,"
Tefith said over her shoulder to Theron.
"Sorry," Theron replied. "Jedi can't help trying to save someone they think is in need of moral guidance. It's like a compulsion with them."
"Don't need saving,"
Tefith said to Nos D'Aral.
"You don't mind spending your life surrounded by people like Gorvitch?"
"Just a stepping stone. Won't be there forever. Moving up the Brotherhood ranks."
"And when you do, you'll find those in charge are even more selfish, brutal, and vicious than Gorvitch."
"Why are we really going to Reaver Station?"
Tefith asked, changing the subject.
"To rid the galaxy of a great evil,"
Nos D'Aral replied. Tefith snorted.
"Gorvitch is plenty evil. Should rid the galaxy of him."
"If you hate him so much,"
Theron asked from the back,
"why'd you save him on Nar Shaddaa?"
"Don't leave partners behind. Even scum like Gorvitch. Part of being a team."
The next few minutes passed in silence before she returned to her earlier line of inquiry.
"What's going down at Reaver Station? Need to know if things get ugly."
"Don't worry," Theron assured her. "You just need to drop me off and wait inside the shuttle with Master Nos D'Aral for a few hours while I take care of some business. That's it. Easy."
"Too easy. Not your style."
"Maybe I've changed."
Another snort from Tefith ended all conversation until they reached their destination, and Theron allowed himself to slip into a light, meditative trance. Yet another useful trick he'd learned from Nagani Zhou, to rest up and ready himself for what lay ahead.